Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the other day, I go to the supermarket and I pick up a Florida's Natural orange juice container. And it always said, not from concentrate, 100% pure orange juice. From Florida.
Yeah. Florida's.
I mean, it's in the name. Florida's Natural orange. You would think it's all from Florida. And I noticed two things. One, it all of a sudden said it was from concentrate. Two, it said that it was mixed with juice from Mexico. And actually, a third thing on the side of the carton was what amounted to a large apology saying that the crop harvest was 70% less than it was just 10 years ago. And so, in effect, Florida is running out of oranges for the juice.
So with us now, Matt Joyner, Executive Vice President, CEO of Florida Citrus Mutual, represents nearly 2,500 growers. Matt, thanks for being here. Things don't sound like they're going so great.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Obviously, we are encountering some struggles here in Florida in our citrus production industry. And as you've pointed out, as a result of a decline in production over the last decade and a half, we are having a hard time maintaining the volume of juice necessary for the domestic demand here in the U.S.
Well, in fact, isn't the number of orange, I guess it goes by boxes, produced this year in the state of Florida at a low not seen since I think it was right around the end of World War II?
That's correct. We'll finish up with about 40.7 million boxes of oranges this year. And as you point out, that's a low not seen since around World War II. And just as a comparison, you know, a decade and a half, two decades ago, before citrus greening infected our industry at what is now almost 100% infection rate, we were producing upwards of 250 million boxes.
All right, let's talk about citrus greening. Is that the main problem? And this is disease carried by bugs, and what does it do to the fruit?
That's right. This is a disease that we think came in through the southern ports. We call it citrus greening. It's called Huanglong Bing. It came from China, and it's spread by a little bug, the citrus psyllid, that feeds on the new flush of citrus trees. It has run rampant in the state of Florida. This is a disease that's been around for over 100 years. There's no known cure to citrus greening. It ultimately is a bacterial disease that infects the trees, and so the vascular system of the trees starts to clog up, and it prevents the nutrition from getting in the trees. You start to lose root mass, and so it makes your fruit a little smaller than it would ordinarily be, and it makes it difficult for the tree to hold on to the fruit until harvest. So we get what we call a fruit drop that can be upwards of 30 to even 60% of the fruit that falls off the tree before it's mature and ready for harvest.
The carton that I was just describing before from that particular brand also kind of points a finger at Mother Nature. So how much has climate change and freezing also played a role?
Yeah, so, you know, we have certainly had issues with hurricanes, which are not uncommon in Florida. In 2017, we were struck by Hurricane Irma. That was probably one of the most devastating storms for the citrus region, because it really came up the spine of the state where most of the citrus is, had a devastating impact on trees. A lot of these trees older, some of them sick from greening. You had flooding in some areas where trees were completely destroyed because they sat in water too long. The stress on the trees obviously impacts their productivity. And so going forward, you had an issue where certainly that, a freeze that we had this last year also was very harmful to our citrus crop. And so you are having weather events, which we've always had in farming, that contribute to this. But I would say that the consistent here is a decrease in production because of Huanglong Bing or citrus greening that has really just devastated this industry.
So what are the options on the table to try and counteract that? There is no cure. You can't fix it once the tree has it.
Yeah, there's no cure yet. We have been working hard through research funded by the grower. The state of Florida has helped fund some of that research, as has USDA, to look for solutions. I think we've learned a lot in the last 15 years. Conventional breeding is an area that we've really focused on. So how do we develop a tree through breeding that ultimately is resistant or more tolerant of citrus greening? So we're looking at rootstock scion combinations that seem to be more resistant, but it's a tree crop. So you have to get them in the ground and grow them up to productivity 5 years, and then another 7, 8, 10 years to really see how they're going to do in commercial production. So certainly breeding is one mechanism we're looking at to try to come up with trees that are going to be less susceptible to greening. And until then, you know, the options, as you read on that carton, we're having to import and blend up some of that Brazilian and Mexican juice in order to fulfill the demand that the consumers have in the U.S. for orange juice.
Can I presume that this bug also impacts grapefruit, or no?
Yes, all varieties of citrus. So we're talking about orange juice here, but we have a very robust grapefruit, not only juice, but fresh fruit industry, particularly on our East Coast. And there is a very detrimental impact. Matter of fact, I would say grapefruit trees tend to be a little more susceptible to greening even than oranges. So we're looking at across the board grapefruit, our mandarins, as well as round oranges.
Matt Joyner there, Executive Vice President, CEO, Florida Citrus Mutual, represents nearly 2,500 growers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.